Alcohol-impaired car crashes cost communities north of $58 billion in medical costs, legal expenses, and lives lost. That's according to recent federal data. Around 17% of teenagers say they've been a passenger of a driver who was not sober. Side Effects Public Media's Elizabeth Gabriel reports how one Indiana school is trying to educate teenagers and curb impaired driving.
Four different interactive activities are set up around a room at Westfield High School. Each station aims to teach students how driving under the influence of alcohol and drugs impacts motor function. The first station seems simple. Kids just have to walk in a straight line. And at first, they do it pretty easily. But then they put on what looks like ski goggles. Their purpose is to simulate what it would be like driving while impaired.
I'll have you guys walk it, just simply, kind of just heel to toe, and see how easy it is to walk that line, and then we'll try it with the goggles.
The impaired driving goggles make the room slightly different colors and cause double vision. It's kind of like looking into a kaleidoscope. That's when things get tough.
Because I thought I was doing really good, and I literally didn't even put my big toe on the gray line.
That's Elizabeth Snowden, a rising senior. She was at least a foot away from that line.
I didn't think it was going to be like that bad, but I thought I was doing good, but I wasn't.
No!
You think you're in your lane, but you're in the oncoming lane.
That's crazy.
Right, so you got a car coming at you now, and you don't even realize it.
I didn't even touch the gray line. That's funny.
Are we going to change? Right? Are we ready to switch?
Substances like alcohol and marijuana can impair someone's coordination and judgment.
I can't see anything like here.
Which is right what I was talking about, the depth perception, right? So you're having a hard time seeing how far away your feet are?
Billy Adams is the drug recognition expert for the Westfield Police Department. He helped lead the interactive presentation.
Some of them, they did make comments of, well, what if I just close my eyes? I can walk on the line fine. Well, you can't close your eyes and drive.
Adams says the activity taught kids there isn't a foolproof way to drive safely while impaired.
I also tried to explain to them that your vision is one small piece of what being impaired does to your ability to drive. Now, you think walking with these goggles is hard. Now imagine if 10 other parts of your body were being impaired at the same time.
Car crashes are the leading cause of death for U.S. children, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Recent data shows more than 150,000 young people were injured in alcohol-related car crashes in 2022. Early awareness is crucial. That's because studies show adolescents who rode with someone driving under the influence were more likely to have DUI charges as adults. But school districts may struggle to determine the best way to do so, says Bonnie Helpern-Felscher. She is a developmental psychologist with Stanford University. She says using fear tactics like showing pictures of someone dead in a seatbelt may not work.
The problem with scaring them or saying, if you do X, Y will definitely happen. So if you drive drunk, you will get into an accident. The problem is, if none of those things happen, it's as if we've lied to the teen and they don't believe us anymore.
Researchers say hands-on simulations could potentially work, but there is still not enough research to show how effective they are. Jesse West is a teenager at Westfield. He says he doesn't drink, and he thinks the simulation will not end impaired driving, but he's hopeful it will at least reduce it.
If I have a friend that's drinking, maybe I shouldn't even be in the car with them. And I never really understood how serious it can be and how reliant you are on, like, kind of muscle memory. And at our age, we only, at most, 2 years into driving, so that muscle memory isn't going to be good enough.
Researchers suggest teachers and parents stress the importance of knowing how different substances affect someone, being in safe places away from vehicles or open windows, and calling 911 if someone is sick or passes out. Elizabeth Gabriel, Side Effects Public Media.
Side Effects Public Media is a health reporting collaboration of NPR member stations across the Midwest. It's based at WFYI in Indianapolis.